Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
If you were Satan and you wanted to bring down a life, if you wanted to bring down a culture, if you wanted to destroy a nation, destroy a people, destroy humanity, what would be the central place you'd attack? I think without question it would be the home, the family. It's the first institution God gave to us. Every major institution all comes from marriage and the family. So Satan knows if somehow I can destroy marriage.
The truth is, you can't win this fight alone. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young concludes his message, Satan's Plan for Your Life, and shows you the weapons you must use to defeat the devil in the war you're waging as a Christian. It's encouraging truth you'll want to hear, so stay with us. But before we get to today's message, we want to tell you about a powerful resource from Dr. Young called Unmasking Evil. This timely sermon series shines a light on the evil and suffering you see around you today and exposes the lies our culture believes that actually wreck people's lives. As you learn from God's Word where evil comes from and how it works, you'll be equipped to stand against evil in your own life and in our culture. We'll send you this 5-message series as our thanks for your gift to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and others all over the world through this program. So call today to request Unmasking Evil when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Destroying the Family. How has the Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory.
We've been studying evil, and we've discovered, if you have listened carefully, that evil is not a problem. Evil is not a problem. Evil is the problem. And we know that Slewfoot, the devil, has taken evil and packaged it, perfumed it, and now gift-wrapped it, and puts a ribbon around it. Because if evil would just walk up in that red suit with that pitchfork and with those horns, we'd say, look out for that guy. But he comes with softness, with gentleness, with rational type humanistic thinking. And that's the reason evil is so deadly and so destructive. And the reason so many of us consistently buy into that agenda. I'm going to ask you to stand again, if you would. The reason I'm asking you to stand is because I'm going to read words that are very, very familiar to most of us. And when I hear things that are familiar, I have a way of shifting my mind into neutral. And you probably have the same tendency. And because these words are familiar, I want us to stand and sort of be alert to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you and saying to me. We're going back to Genesis. Genesis 1, you have 5 good. God commenting on his creation. There are 5 good, 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 good. Then he says, the sixth time, it is very good. The creation of human beings in the image of God, man in the image of God. The Lord God, the Creator, said that that's extraordinary. That's over the top good. And then you come all the way to the second chapter of Genesis. You run head on into the first, not good. Good, 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 very good. Not good. And you back up and say, what is this? It is not good for man to be alone. And then God gives his definition for marriage. And I want you to see as I read these words that God took woman from Adam, woman for Adam, woman given to Adam, woman named by Adam. And this is not such a gender thing, I don't believe, but it's exceedingly important. The man gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the sky, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper suitable for him, no companion. You can have a dog. A dog has personality. Dog can be your friend. You can be the dog's friend. You can have fun together. You can relate together. But because you and I are made in the image of God, we always have to go down to the level of the dog in those relationships. The dog can never be brought up to our level because the dog was not created in the image of God. Only human beings were created in the image of God. See the difference? And now we see this happening. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon man. And he slept, and then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. The Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man. And the man said, Eureka! No, I found it. He said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Little child looks in the sky. You've done this maybe with your children. And sees a half moon. And you ask, what is most like a half moon? They may say, oh, half of a basketball. Well, that's good. Half of an orange. That's good. But what is like a half moon, the other half of the moon? Not going too fast, am I? Man, woman, the other half, completion. And then God performed that first marriage right there in the garden. Leave everybody else. The other half of me, we're together. Leave, cleave. Oh, hold on to one another. Super glue, hang in there. Cleave. Sickness and health, poverty and wealth. When you're happy and when you're sad, cleave. Leave, cleave. One flesh, intimacy. No shame. We talk about in marital counseling, you're joined body, soul, and spirit. Body. Together, physicalness, soul, interest, personality, what motivates you, what you like, what you dislike, soul, spirit, the spiritual union, both are in Christ, God's plan, God's design, God's formula. for marriage. One man, one woman, for life. Then we see what happens when marriage gets confused. Romans chapter number 1, verse 24 following. Therefore God gave them over to the lust of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason, God gave them over to the degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for which is unnatural. And in the same way, also the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, to do that which is evil. Would you stand where you are and close your eyes and look up and pray with me? Father, we come here today not as sinless people speaking to sinners, but we come as sinners, understanding that judgment and grace is always the package of your love. Lord, help us. Help me, this worshiping congregation, always those who are in Christ, to speak the truth and love. Lord, now you speak, let me get out of the way, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. This past Wednesday, the regular programming was interrupted because a dramatic story came out of the Red Gulch River Canyon in Kentucky. A man had gone to sleep in a hammock, middle of the day. He was camping out with three other friends from Ohio. And he slept for about an hour, and when he awakened, he was sleepwalking. And he walked over, after a period of stumbling around, he walked over a 60-foot cliff. Now, you don't live from that fall. But he was saved by a tree that was growing out of the side of the mountain, knocked unconscious. His friends now call for help. 3 hours for the rescuers to get there, an hour to rappel down to where he was in the tree, an hour to put him in a basket and bring him back to safety. And as he was coming back to safety, he said to his rescuers, "You'll never have to come and rescue me again, because I'll never put myself in this position for this to happen again." Now, we've all said that, haven't we? We've fallen, we say, you know, I'll never put myself back in a position for this to happen again. Now, that dramatic story has many, many, many interesting aspects to it, does it not? What were those friends doing? They saw him staggering around, went over a period of time. Didn't one of them say, "Hey, Ryan, hey, buddy, be careful. Does that work?" Did they didn't understand? Did they not care? Were they distracted? I don't know. I guess they were like when God asked Cain, where's Adam? He said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" How many times have we seen people friends, family, relatives, even close people are, and we see they're walking over a cliff with their lifestyle, with what they're doing, and we don't say, hey, wait, no. Oh, we say, no, I don't want to get involved. You know, I don't want to be out of, you know, seem like I don't understand. I don't want to seem like I'm bigoted. I don't want to seem like I'm prejudiced. I don't want to seem like, you know, we just let them and we see them go over the side of the cliff. The guy went over the side of the cliff who was saved by that little tree. He said, you know, he thought when he hit the ground, he'd be dead. He was amazed, clean on that tree, now conscious. Can you imagine why the rescuers came? This is the culture in which we live, ladies and gentlemen. The tectonic plates under the earth, when they move, earthquakes happen. Seismic events happen. Check me out, but you'll see that literally dozens and dozens of earthquakes happens every day around the world. Did you know that? All different degrees. Every day, check it out. Somebody showed me that, I was astounded. In the day and age in which we live, all these basics upon which you have stood are being totally rearranged. We live in a new culture. Plato said that a fish who spends all of its life in the water never knows what it means to be wet. If you were born after 1980, you have one view of culture, and those of us who were born before 1980 have another view. You see, we who were born before 1980 have some semblance of an America, of a world based on biblical principles. We have some semblance of that in our experience and our recollection. But those who born after that really have no personal relationship with that during the culture as a whole. And therefore, we're the last generation who can point to a day and a moment when God's words and God's principles were honored and understood. They formed and were the background and the basis of all of our documents, the Constitution, the bylaws, and how we function as a nation. Some of us have come up in some sort of that, beginning with the 60s, with those violent days of turning everything that was right upside down. You have this continuing on today, so we're like Aristotle's fish, those in that generation, this newer generation. You don't know what it means to be wet because you spent your whole life wet in the water. If you were Satan, and you wanted to bring down a life, if you wanted to bring down a culture, if you wanted to destroy a nation, destroy a people, destroy humanity, what would be the central place you'd attack if you were Satan? I think without question it would be the home, the family. It's the first institution God gave to us. It is out of the family you have the church, first church. It is out of the family you have healing and led to the hospitals. It is out of the family you led to the government where the father has that authority. All forms of government flow from the family. Every major institution in every culture all comes from marriage and the family. So Satan knows if somehow I can destroy marriage. Hey, that will be the best way I can destroy a life, destroy a nation, destroy a world. So that's the point of his attack. And look at some of the weapons that he uses. Hedonism. Oh, we're just caught up with pleasure, are we not? I wonder if you could tell me faster who won the football game Friday night or yesterday than you could find the book of Leviticus. Oh, I could tell you about the ball game, but Leviticus, isn't it in the Old Testament somewhere? See, we're so caught up in recreation and pleasure, and for most people, tragically, the ultimate thing is sexual release, sexual pleasure, and that is hedonism. We're in a culture that is consumed with a quest for good times. Let's have a party. Let's go here. Let's do that. Let's celebrate. Boy, let's do hedonism. Bring it down marriage. Adultery. Oh, yeah. Well, I understand that. You're supposed to be faithful to your wife, your bride. I can send you to a lot of psychotherapists in this very area. They will tell you if your marriage is a little flat, what you need to do is to bring in a third party. It'll save your marriage. It'll give excitement to that relationship. So adultery more and more is being accepted. Oh, living together. Oh, no big deal. I mean, you know, fornication, adultery. Divorce. No-fault divorce. Where did that come from? Ronald Reagan was governor of California. He signed into law. Later on, about 20 years later, he said it was one of the worst things I've ever done because he saw what had happened to the institution of marriage with an easy way out, with no-fault divorce. He regretted that decision. Today, look at divorce. You can go to Sarasota, New York, and check in a hotel. And 3 days, they say, in most of the cases, you can be completely divorced from your mate. So divorcing couples are going to Sarasota, $5,000, legal counsel, and they say it's sort of healthy. Here's another couple's getting divorced. You're getting divorced. You kind of get together and, you know, got a lot in common. And the divorce takes place. Just check in, $5,000. Pretty easy. They put this on a sitcom, by the way, because this same company owned another hotel in Holland, and it's on television, and they had great ratings, and I understand some of our major networks are saying, well, we may do this right in Sarasota, New York, and see real-life divorce.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Genesis 50:20, and as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. The best teacher in the world is hunger. The best teacher in the world is cancer. The best teacher in the world is heartache or brokenness. And all too often we tend to coast through life until the bottom falls out. Then we realize that we've been living in the power of our own strength and resources. We realize that we've forgotten the vertical, which is the reality of God. Vertical people are those for whom God is real. Vertical people are those who always look up, stand up, and are perpendicular to the creation. They understand that in the temptation of life, the injustices of life, and even in the exaltation of life, the Lord is always at work. Vertical people look up above, not down and around, because they're focused on the wonderful panorama God provides for those who keep their eyes on Him. Are you a horizontal, flatline person, or a vertical, upright, straight, looking up to God person? What kind of person are you? If you're really ready for a new adventure in your walk with God, decide today to become a vertical person who seeks God and His perspective in every situation.
We hope today's message has encouraged you with the proven truth of God's Word, and we'd love to strengthen you further with a powerful series by Dr. Young. It's called Unmasking Evil, and he created it to help you face the evil in our culture in a uniquely Christian way by resting in the assurance of God's love for you and the ultimate defeat of evil through the cross. This 5-message series is our thanks for your gift of support to keep this program going strong. So call now to request Unmasking Evil when you give to reach more people with the proven truth of God's Word. Thank you. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Thanks for tuning in. Come back tomorrow for the beginning of Dr. Young's message, Battle Armor, to discover how to outfit yourself for victory in your Christian walk.